back to you, Alan.
Okay, John.
Yeah, somebody else is trying to get in, making a mess of your audio. Could hear everything you said, but there's somebody else coming in through M0JKT, and it's causing havoc. And they did queue up, but no audio. There's just a noise. And I can see they're on now because I'm watching the dashboard. So the other station, if you want to try again or QSY, whichever, but you're just either not making it or you're just disturbing the conversation. So I'll unkey and let you have a go, see if you're trying to get in from M3GCA.
Mike, Mike Zero, Charlie Quinking.
Yeah, I got a bit of audio then, but I didn't quite get it. Something Charlie Queen or something. Try again, see if we can get your call sign. This is Alan, M3GCA, near Sheffield.
Okay, near Sheffield. Okay, this is Mike Zero, Charlie Kilo. I should get through to this box quite easy, because it's only about a mile away from me. I'm in Basildon, and then John, over.
Okay there, I got the mic. You're a little bit scratchy at one point. I know you're in Basildon. So, yeah, it probably were you that were trying to get in, but it wasn't actually coming through. You were just making a noise. So try again, M0, question mark, M3GCA, with the group.
Mike Zero, Charlie, Quebec Kilo, returning. No, it wasn't me trying to get through earlier. Well, I could hear the other stations over, making the to your friend there. It wasn't me. I'm not sure what repeater or echo link we're on. Maybe you can tell me. Well, no, there's an echo link just down the road from me on this frequency. And I should probably open that one up as well, unless if this is it. This is the echo link I'm using down in Basildon, over.
Yeah, okay, I've got you now. I've got you up on QRZ. Yeah, you're through M0JKT. That's the link you're coming through. And the other station is John 20 PSV in Plymouth. I'll put it over to you, John, if you're still there. Back to you, John. 20 PSV M3GCA with M0CQK.
Yep, okay. Well, to the M0, whatever it was, call sign you just said, is audio to me isn't that clear. I'm not sure why. Sounds a bit tinny and not the nicest of audios. So I'm struggling a little bit to get word for word what he's saying. I think he's quite a fast talker as well, which may not be open. yeah, it's a pity he can't hear his own audio, because if he could, he would realise it's not one of the best. I don't know what mine's like either, to be fair, but... yeah, well, lovely to hear you anyway. Whatever was trying to get in while I was talking, it might have been interference being picked up from somebody close by to one of the systems or something like that, or a second harmonic, or, yeah, it could be anything. So, yeah, there's anyone else there who was trying to get in. Hopefully they'll have another go at some point, unless, like I said, it was interfering. I have heard, I'm not sure where it was, I was watching it earlier, the dashboard, and I could see that one of them was open, and it was, there was no voice there for sure, and it was just interference noise. So I think one of the systems is getting a bit of interference into it. Maybe the scratch is a little bit too low, or maybe it's to do with propagation in that area. I don't know. So, yeah. But lovely to be at the other station, and season's greetings and all that. And I think he might be mobile. So have a safe journey wherever you're going. Back to you there, Alan, from 20PSB, working through MB7IJP in Plymouth.
Yeah, with a little pause there, John. Yeah, oh, do you know, I was reading it as MB7UP. I can see now it's IJP. I thought it was funny, but never to mind. Yes, and like you said, when I was coming back to you, I was thinking of your name. The old age and poverty, but near to mind. So, yeah. No, it weren't too bad with me. I think it's John Boy, isn't it, near Basildon. So I think you're coming in through Echolink. And of course, it works, but it's not the best. I'm direct. I'm using a G7RPG, which sits inside of the radio, and it's directly into the internet, so it should be okay. But I think anything that's coming through repeaters or other links does have occasions to be not quite as it should be, but that's how it is, isn't it? Anyway, put it back to you. If you're still there, M0. CQK M3 GCA with the group.
Mike Zero Charlie at Quebec Kilo with me. I came in there, I didn't get your name there. I know the other person's name's John. My name's John, as you know. There's an echo link down here in Basildon as well. I can't remember what we call this on that one, there's MB7 something. There's one in Basildon as well, down there, it's near me, about a mile away, so I might be coming through that one, through that echo link, I suppose, maybe. Or I hope so, I should be anyway, because this echo link is full scale to me, plus 60 dB, so it should be okay. I should be getting through to that okay. But anyway, I think I should listen to all you guys. I've got to go off and my little boy's calling me, my 7-year-old boy, so I'll go see what they want. Okay, yeah, many thanks for our contact, best of the three, and we'll catch you later down the log. From Mike Zero Charlie, Quebec Kilo, and home base, not mobile. 7-3.
Yeah, okay there, John. Yeah, the audio isn't brilliant, I'm not quite sure why, but I can hear you, I can hear every word, but it is, a little bit distorted. Okay, I'll put it back to you, John, so if you want to say bye to John Boy, so two Johns, or Johnny Boy, 20PSV, M3GCA, and my name, by the way, is Alan, and I'm not far from Sheffield.
Yeah, 20PSV, just make sure I'm not doubling. Yeah, I'm not doubling. Right, yeah, it's background noise, definitely. I've got a funny feeling you're... God knows what the background noise is. It sounds like you're in a very loud... you're not mobile, I heard you say that. But the background noise is as loud as you are. So I'm wondering if your microphone's a bit too loud. It is picking up every bit of background noise behind you. I don't know what the background noise is. I can't identify it, but it's definitely there. There was one point you sort of took a breath, and then I could hear it really coming in. So, that seems to be the problem. I think the mic gain might be a little bit too high. So it's, really picking up background noise. So I think that might be the problem. I wasn't sure earlier, but I'm a bit more sure now. But, yeah, lovely to hear you, John. Thanks for popping in and saying hello. I think you said you were going. That's why I heard you wrong. And, what was I going to say to you, Alan? Hopefully you had a nice time down the farm. I'm up to date with VUV, is it? The one who, I can't remember his name. The one who's got a place in Spain and does the exim from the beach. Sorry to hear about his dad. That's, I'm sure that's, any time of year, that's not good news. But, hopefully he's okay, and it was probably nice for you to catch up with him as well. Back to you, Empree GCA 20 PSV. My memory went then.
Yeah, but you forgot who you are. That's the worst one, John. Make sure you don't forget where you live. I should be walking in wrong door. So, yeah, oh, you must obviously listening to Darren and I. Yeah, he's... Ken's in a difficult situation at the moment. His father, mind you, was in his 90s. He's lost his father. His mother's, she's, doesn't know what day it is. She doesn't know whether it's night or day or anything. His sister's very critical as well. So, yeah, it's not in a good place. So, yeah, well, hopefully I'm going to arrange to meet with Ken. Yeah, G4VZV. He's in Echo Alpha 5 when he's there. And, we'll have a meet up and a chin wag and a bit of a, I might even have a cup of tea with a dash of whiskey in it. I don't drink much alcohol nowadays, but a little bit of whiskey and a cup of tea just seems to go down nice and smooth. You never know, Darren might be listening. I've not seen him on the dashboard. Martin's been on earlier, but I've not seen anything of Darren. But of course, he is a family man, isn't he? And I'm just squeezing a bit of time on the radio before I have to attend to my chores as well. But not much today, I think. Bit of lunch, bit of shopping, and a nice cup of coffee in the Costa or something like that. So, anyway, if there's anybody else, you know, join. And otherwise, I'll put it back to John. 20PSV, M3GCA.
3GCA,
this
6
is
in Inco.
KR4HCQ from Middle Tennessee in the USA, coming to you via Echolink.
Yeah, the station from USA. Sorry, I didn't quite get the call. I was looking at the dashboard. So, yeah, this is Alan, M3GCA. That's Mike 3. I'm near the city of Sheffield in the northern part of England, and John is down on the south coast. He's 2E0PSV. You come again with your call sign, please, from the USA. This is M3GCA.
Yes, this is KR4HCQ, Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Charlie, Quebec. Coming to you from Middle Tennessee in the USA. This is my very first international contact via Echolink. Thanks for letting me say hello.
Well, hello there, James. Nice to hear you today and for your first time. Yeah, welcome to the digital world. There's such a lot available to you. If you look me up on QRZ, read my page down at the bottom. I like your little emoji as well, there in the picture. So nice to meet you. Kingston Spring, so I wouldn't say I was familiar with it, but lovely to meet you today. And I'll let you have a word with my friend John. John and I have been friends a long time, and we meet up in various places. So, James, I'm going to put this back to John, and John can come back and have a word with you. KR4HCQ, M3GCA. I hope I've got that right. To you, John.
Yeah, well, James. It's easier. Yeah, lovely to hear you, James. I hope you're in... enjoy your visit on the Freestar. There is a lot of nice people on here, so I'm sure you will enjoy the in from time to time and have a bit of banter and a bit of fun and enjoying the hobby. I've got all sorts of radios here to do all sorts of things, whether it's data modes or talking or whatever, slow scan and but Yeah, lovely to hear you over in the States. We certainly don't need to worry about the propagation doing it this way. So it's we get to have a conversation rather than give you a 5-9 and see you later type of thing. So at least this way we actually get to find out a bit about each other, which is always a bonus there, James. So with that, I'll pass it back to you there, James, from QE. I think there was somebody else there besides James.